everyone. This is Anahata, channel for the Anahata Codes at www.anahatacodes.com, and your host for this All-In Talk Radio segment. Unfortunately, our guest today had to cancel, and I was more than happy to step up and speak with you about some exciting things which I'm bringing to the world through the grace of God. And so today, I'm going to be sharing with you a cutting-edge, self-directed biological transformation tool. I know that's a mouthful, but that's precisely what it is, and I'm calling it the Zipline Convergence Method. So if you are unfamiliar with my story, again, my name is Anahata, and I had some struggles, and of course, I am human, and I continue to have struggles, but I am working through them through self-mastery, and these tools have been invaluable in my well-being and my positive outlook, and they are literally transforming my life, but it wasn't always like this. I was actually laid off in February of 2014, and that's when all of these suppressed emotions that I had from a decade of abuse, for lack of a better word. I was in an abusive marriage for 10 years. And all of this information, this energy that was suppressed from all those years came bubbling up to the surface for release, because it was essential that I released them. And I hadn't actually addressed any of them. And so you see, I really, at that time in my life, didn't want to sink. I didn't want to swim. I decided to do neither. I decided to completely surrender to God's plan. He has the best plan for each of us. His plans are to prosper us. They are not to harm us. They are to guide us to the best possible us. And so I surrendered to my highest calling, and I gave everything up to God, and I asked him what was it he wanted me to do. And I was guided quickly into alignment with my soul's purpose. And as I learned to release the toxic emotional energies, I had a beautiful modality, an energy modality called the emotion code, came into my life. And I was experiencing such profound release and ease and joy at a time that I should have been experiencing such great uncertainty and strain and pain. And I just wanted others to feel as good as I did. And so I did become certified as an emotion code practitioner. And I began to combine the emotion code with my love of crystals and their healing capabilities. And so I was open to receiving the divine wisdom, which eventually came to me as an answer to prayer. So the question I asked God was, how can we use crystals in a more practical and powerful way to heal ourselves? And as I said, the answers came to me in what I'm calling a divine download. So I had all of this information, these thoughts, all at once. And I set about, over the last year now, researching the how and the why of this amazing new energy modality that I'm calling Anahata Codes. So in a nutshell, God told me in this divine download that, as a direct answer to prayer, by the way, that because we are connected to all things, we have access to the vibrational essence of all things without having to have the physical thing in our presence, in our hands, next to us, around us. And it wasn't just the assisting frequencies of crystals, which we could access. So that was my original prayer, but it's actually all things which can help to balance our bodies emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, as they do in the same physical form. And so that is not where the journey ends. As if that wasn't amazing enough, that is just the beginning of the information that came pouring to me. So after developing the Anahata codes, which I'm going to talk about here in a minute, and using them for myself, my clients, my loved ones, I received a divine vision to accompany my download. And in a nutshell, we're not going to go into details because I want to make this short and sweet for you guys to get as much value as you can out of the information. I witnessed God creating in a vision the world, and he said at the end, to heal the world, go to the source point. And so after the last 6 months, again, through prayer and scientific research, I'm very, very scientific minded, and a series of other divine interventions. So I call them divine interventions. Most people would call them random coincidences, but I know they are orchestrated for highest good when you are in the flow for highest good. And so these divine interventions, I've come to realize that the source point is actually located physically inside your heart chakra. Okay. Of course, it's part of the non-local domain, which is beyond space and time, but physically in the now, in your bodies, it is located inside our bodies in the area of our heart chakra. All right. So this source point is in your heart chakra area, and it's no coincidence through, again, research and scientific data and spiritual information. It's no coincidence that the heart chakra is also the center of your chakra system in terms of the gateway. It's the gateway between the physical or lower chakras and the upper and spiritual chakras. And it's also no coincidence to me that it's the center point of the torus, the toroidal energy field that we each have, which circulates not only around our entire energy field, according to God's blueprint of perfection, but also around your heart itself. And so you can look up torus or toroidal, T-O-R-U-S, toroidal is with the O. You can look that up and see that we have two electromagnetic energy fields, okay? And they are toroidal in shape. And they're kind of, if you don't have access to look that up, it's like an inverted donut. And this regulates your prana, your life force energy, your energy flow. And of course, it's no coincidence that it all runs up and around and down, and the center point is at your heart chakra, again, your source point. It's also, I don't think, a coincidence that the meridian network and the chakra system, they also work in harmony with this blueprint to keep energy circulating around our bodies. But what really is the source point, you're probably asking? What is it? That's physically what it is, but really, what is it? It is our point of entanglement with God, okay? Also the universe and each other. And so remember, God said to me, to heal the world, go to your source point. Go to the source point is actually what he said. And so I believe that each of us, to heal ourselves, all we need to do is return back to this point of entanglement, this point of unity with one another, the universe, and God. And I believe when people are talking about love, they are talking about the source point. In fact, when you are referring to any love-based frequencies, and I believe, and this probably isn't just a belief, it's reality, all things are just energy and information. And so when you're referring to any love-based frequency, which is just a type of energy, and, you know, vibrating at a different frequency, you know, the wave is at a different shape. You know, when you're referring to any love-based frequency, it is regulated by the source point. And again, this is our connection to Creator, to divinity, to all things. And when we are aligned with our source points, we are aligned with who we truly are, which is a being of love and light. We were made that way. We are aligned with the part of us that is of God and from God and created in his image. And so when we are aligned with our source points, we are balanced in every way according to God's plan, his perfect blueprint. And through this balance, we are not only able to thrive physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, but we are here to create for highest good. Okay. We are here to explore and evolve our souls. So you are really made to follow your bliss unrestrained and on your own terms. And it's up to you what you align with. But as I said, if you entrain with God's highest plan and highest good for you and align with your source point, the side effect is going to be alignment physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then you will become a magnificent, powerful co-creator, expanding the very fabric of the universe for highest good. So this is exciting, right? And the Anahata codes, so these codes, these are numbers, these are the vibrational essence or intelligence of the thing that you are requesting that you need to find balance. And so again, we're connected to all things. You may have shoulder pain and be slightly depressed. And rest assured, there is an assisting frequency that is going to take care of that in the form of something physical, usually from nature, but that is going to address all of that vibrationally for you by aligning with it. Okay, so the Anahata codes provide this intelligence to your energy layers in a way your energy layers understand, and it your body is already programmed to seek balance, homeostasis. And so it does its job. It takes the information and makes that adjustment, and it brings you into alignment. And the Anahata codes align you with your source point by using what I call 7 tools of restoration. I use the word restore because truly, guys, it is about coming home. It is a returning to who you truly are. It is resonance remembrance. This is restoration. This is restorative. You are already healed, whole, and healthy. It's just all of the disruptive energies, namely fear-based vibrations, which are affecting your body's ability to do its job. And again, your body's job, its trillions of cells, are seeking to find homeostasis, the path of least resistance, pure alignment and balance, pure efficiency and flow. And it's the way of nature. It's the way God made you. It's the fingerprint of God. But unfortunately, we do live in a world full of pain, suffering, disease, and lack. Or do we? I believe it's a choice. I believe that fear is a liar. I believe that these vibrations of fear and all its cohorts are false, and they cloud our clarity, and they prevent us from stepping into our true power. I believe scarcity, lack, and separation are all illusions. There is more than enough for everyone. The world is nothing if not abundant. And we are not separate. We are one. We are part of it all. We are connected to all things. We are an activity of the universe, but more than that, we are the universe experiencing ourselves. I'm not the only one who feels this way. Many of the spiritual gurus have all the same message of truth. But guys, this is a way to help you align with that truth and to bring clarity vibrationally to all layers of your body. And everyone is awakening to this fact, taking action. And it really is an amazing time to be alive. We are, I believe, going out of the technology era and quickly emerging as the energy era. Maybe it'll be called that. I don't know. But it's the awakening era. And so let's get to the self-help tool, the reason why you're all here and listening to this that I'm sharing with you today. And it's called the Zipline Convergence Method. So you have these fear-based vibrations, these toxic thoughts and emotions. These can either be learned, inherited, absorbed, or reinforced through some kind of circumstance. But really, all of them disrupt your heart coherence, your heart's ability to balance and be efficient and strong and stable and flowing. And this has actually been proven in numerous scientific studies. Heart Math is a great resource that you can go look up. Heart Math, the Heart Math Institute, and all of the research they're doing on the importance of your heart coherence. And so fear disrupts your heart coherence and our ability to find balance. And in fact, it is the reason why we are diseased, why our physical issues appear, because they are not flowing. There is resistance. They aren't balanced. And it affects us in every way on every layer. So again, fear takes many, many forms. It's not just fear like running away from a tiger. No, that is one vibration of fear, but I'm sure you've heard of others. Anger, blame, dread, overwhelm, betrayal, feeling lost, feeling insecure, feeling heartache, and on and on and on. Basically, any vibration which isn't aligned with your true self is of fear. So there are two ends of the spectrum, either love-based or fear-based. And you are, at your essence, a being of pure love and light. So this is who you truly are. You are of love. You are love. And when you aren't aligned with the vibrations of love, you feel a disruptive, incoherent action, a vibration, and things don't flow. they're restricted. It develops into dis-ease, dysfunction, and that is the essence of fear and all of its vibrations. So something's not resonating with who you really are, and you are uncomfortable. All right, and so on the other side of the spectrum, on the highest end, is love. And love aligns us with wholeness, who we are. It reminds us of our true nature. It brings us closer to God, whereas fear separates, confuses, and causes pain. Again, fear causes scarcity, lack, confusion, illusion, all of that. I believe it actually is the source of all of our issues on the earth. Feeling that we are separate, the separation that fear causes, and the illusion from that which builds lack and scarcity and anger and all of the other emotions, vibrations of fear. So if we could all just align instantly with love and one another, we'd be whole, healed, and healthy instantly. Our source points are the essence of love, so aligning with love-based frequencies gets us faster into unity with our source points. In fact, really all of the assisting frequencies seek to help us align with this source point. But aligning with the actual vibration of love in its many forms, which we're going to talk about in a second, gets us focused quickly and can shift things very, very profoundly on the right track, okay, for highest good. And to briefly fill you in, you can download all the assisting frequencies that I'm talking about, the modality itself, Anahata Codes, for free. And there's a guide on how to use them at my website. So just go on over to www.anahatacodes.com and you can download them there. And there are 15 categories and growing. Right now, the types of assisting frequencies are those that articulate the innate healing intelligence of crystals, flower essences, essential oils, planetary energies, even totem animal medicine and archetypal energy. And then, of course, assisting frequencies to help optimize your energy, including chakra assisting frequencies, meridian assisting frequencies, hormonal balancing assisting frequencies, biological process assisting frequencies, and, of course, the emotion assisting frequencies. And there are two types or tabs of the emotion assisting frequencies: those which help with fear-based ones so that you can process those normally and completely out of all of your layers as they occur, and to help release old ones. Again, it uses we're going to talk about in a second, the seven tools of restoration. But the other tab of emotion assisting frequencies are the love-based ones. These are the ones which help your body resonate with balance and love on all layers, which draws more of the same to you and allows you to get back into pure bliss and heart coherence. So let's talk about really quickly these seven tools of restoration, which I just mentioned. They are reflect, release, rewire, reunite, replenish, resonate, and rejoice. So each of these assisting frequencies, each of these Anahata codes, help you to help facilitate your return to wholeness and back to alignment with your source point. And the way they do that is through these seven tools of restoration. So reflecting is just understanding. It's consciousness. Consciousness is the catalyst, okay, of your return to wholeness. It's releasing. It's letting go of the malignant energies from the past, or those that are absorbed, or those that are inherited, etc. It's rewiring. It's forming new love-based reactions and responses to avoid creating that reality which you're trying to release. Moving towards love, you know, rewiring with love-based reactions versus fear-based ones. It is reuniting. This is returning to the knowing that you are connected with the whole and seeing yourself as a part of everything. It's about replenishing. Anahata codes help you to build up your vital energy reservoir, because you have to have enough energy to heal yourself, because all of this is, again, that word that I talked about at the beginning, a self-regulated biological transformation. This is something I didn't make up. This is being Well, on a Hatha codes, yes, but not this word, self-regulated biological transformation. This is being coined by doctors at Harvard. Everything in the energy world, and in fact, everything in the healing world, across the board, from pharmaceuticals to yoga, it's all about activating healing responses. And some are forceful, of course, the pharmaceutical sides, they cause catastrophic side effects as they force this healing response. And all the way down to, you know, what I just mentioned, yoga, but even just eating well, it's all about delivering the vibrations your body needs to activate its own ability to heal itself, because that's the way you are programmed. Now, the Anahata codes do that for you through the seven tools of restoration. And again, replenishing, though, is one of them, because you do need to build up your vital energy reservoir so that you have enough prana, enough chi, enough life force energy to actually heal yourself. So you need the strength to activate these healing responses. And this is also facilitated through the use of Anahata codes. The sixth one is resonate. So this is elevating your blend of frequencies. What is your unique vibrational essence? What are you vibrating at? And how can you elevate that? So how can you start resonating with who you truly are, which is love-based frequencies? And so surrounding yourself with other high vibrations and then using the assisting frequencies to do so is invaluable. And then the last of the seven tools of restoration is rejoice. And this is gratitude, guys. It completes the cycle. It is about knowing that when you align with love-based frequencies, the blessings are already on the way to you. It's about having a deep appreciation for being alive and being part of this beautiful, beautiful world that we all are so blessed to be in and breathe and learn and love and all of that, guys. So rejoicing is a huge step in returning to your whole, healed, healthy self, into alignment with your source point through the seven tools of restoration, which Anahata codes provide. So unfortunately, this does not mean that fear vibrations won't occur, because they will. We are human. We are in this atmosphere. It's not just you co-creating your world. There are billions of people co-creating theirs. And there are fear-based vibrations. It's a reality. But when they do arise, you know, they can be processed in a healthy way without lingering, without causing disease, without causing incoherence in your energy layers. And of course, reacting to fear-based frequencies and aligning away from those tendencies is really easier said than done, because when you want to change a situation, it's right in your face, guys. You are doing nothing but focusing on it. You know, if there's something you really want to change physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you are giving that thing more energy because you are wanting it to go away so badly. Okay. So the key is then to refocus and align with something. You know, when we have something we want to change, it's going to stay that way if we keep focusing on it. It ensures energetically that it's sticking around, you're resonating with it. For example, you have a physical pain, it's hard not to think about it. It's almost impossible. If you're in a severe patch of lack and you're wondering how you're even going to make your bills, you know, try not thinking about it. Pretty hard. And really, this holds true to anything we want to change: our relationships, our health, financial situation, virtually everything we want to change. We are feeding it energetically with the wrong vibrations. And I wouldn't say wrong, just with disruptive vibrations, fear-based vibrations. Okay. So to get you out of that cycle, it's natural to call upon assisting frequencies, call upon help. Okay. And when you're in the grasp of fear-based frequencies, we need to align consciously with the counterpart, which is love-based ones. And that's what the Zipline Convergence Method is all about. I came up with the name because convergence can be defined as a shifting or merging of focus. And then, of course, ziplines, they soar above. They're up above. They have a plain view of all options, and they go to where they are wired, where you are focused, okay? And so we are shifting our focus away from fear-based vibrations towards new love-based ones, and we are aligning with them so that we can move towards them, okay? And so I invite you all to download the Zipline Convergence tool by just going to anahatacodes.com and then look up at the top tab. There'll be one of the tabs says free downloads, and you'll see the option there to download the Zipline Convergence tool. You'll also see when you open it a main graphic, and I use the graphic to explain the zipline. And it's a picture of a lady, and she's hanging on the zipline, and she's going towards a lovely landscape, and towards her back, away from where she's going, is dark and gloomy landscape. So she's on a zip line. And this just simply shows the direction and speed of vibration, either towards love or towards fear. And again, this is your own choice, moment to moment, day by day, week by week. The more focused you are vibrationally through intention, the faster you'll be pulling that thing into reality. Okay, so this is what I'm saying is the more focused you are, okay, more specific when you're saying, I'll never have the love of my life because I can't find him, he doesn't exist. That's very, very specific, and you are specifically pulling that thing into reality. And so the more general you can be, the slower things materialize. This is just the way vibration and the law of attraction works. So sometimes being more vague is more beneficial, right? If you can't be specifically blissful, you can be vaguely blissful, and that is still better than being specifically miserable. Okay, so that's where the zipline mechanism comes in to play. It helps you if you're going in the wrong direction to stop dwelling on the issues and the fear, and it's going to gently shift your focus to either vague love-based vibrations or very specific ones, okay? So that you can start gaining momentum in the right direction. And as you can see, when you download the graphic and the information, the more focused you are, it says on there, the faster the vibration into reality, the things go, and the more energy you give it. So the more general the thought, the slower you're moving it towards you vibrationally, because you do resonate with what you're giving out. You do resonate with what you are feeling, and those things get pulled into your reality because they are a vibrational match. You are aligned with them, even with the things you don't want. So that's the catch, guys. It doesn't matter if the thought or feeling is good or bad. The universe delivers a match to you. So you can say, I'm choosing love all you want, but if inside you are feeling anger, frustration, hopelessness, or any other fear-based frequency, that is what you're feeding energetically. That is what you're drawing to you vibrationally. That is what you are resonating with, okay? So this Zipline Convergence tool is so that you can consciously begin to choose and then implement the 7 tools of restoration, which we were talking about, and align with assisting frequencies, which are going to have you moving once again in the right direction. Okay, and to use it, it's very simple. You have a chart of assisting frequencies, which again is also in the PDF document, and you can request that for free on my website, www.anahatacodes.com. And all you do is muscle test to see which love-based frequency would be most beneficial for you to align with on a day-to-day basis or a moment-to-moment need. Okay, so if you aren't sure about how to muscle test, I would highly recommend learning. Plenty of free resources how to do that. Sign up for my masterclass, I will teach you, or go find other people to teach you. But basically, muscle testing allows you to access your higher self questions for highest good. And of course, you need to be aligned, protected, grounded, and you need to set your sacred space before you begin. And again, you have to learn on your own about that, but it's very simple to do once you can understand that. And I do have a setting sacred space guide as well for free on my website. So once you set your sacred space, you're going to simply ask, what love-based assisting frequency, and I mean literally out loud, you're going to ask, what love-based assisting frequency am I in need of to offset my feelings of whatever it is? And be specific. And these are fear-based frequencies. So if you're feeling despair, say it. Grief, say it. Bitterness, loneliness, on and on and on. What love-based assisting frequency am I in need of today to counteract or offset my feeling of low self-esteem. That's another example. Okay, and guys, I've done this. And let me tell you, one word can change your entire outlook. I was vibrating in a very low place of desperation a few weeks ago about something, and I turned to the chart, and I got that I needed the assistance of the vibration capable. Literally, guys, just saying the word instantaneously transformed me out of despair and into confidence and excitement. I was like, I got this. I'm capable. And you guys, the assisting frequencies do much more than that. As if it weren't enough that it's just giving you the vibration you need to align with, it delivers the energy and intelligence of that love-based frequency to your energy layers to be used for alignment and highest good. So once you ask what is needed, you simply find it on the chart, okay? And it's a chart. It's rows and columns. Right now, the love-based assisting frequencies chart, again, it's in the PDF, has A through F columns and rows 1 through 17. So you just muscle test which row and column the vibration you need is in. And then it's very simple, guys. You simply align with it, falling that assisting frequency into your energy field. And how to do that is explained in the guide, which is, again, at anahatacodes.com. So you're going to also want to align with the love-based frequencies after you install the one or ones combination that you need so that you can elevate out of the current situation you're in through action. All right, so this is action through thinking, through thoughts, through memories, through visualization, through telling yourself a new story. So you can surround yourself with those who exhibit the vibration you requested, or Google it and watch videos, or think of memories when you had that experience. Align with the vibration you need. So go out in nature and find it. Do a guided meditation to connect with it. Write a letter to yourself, imagining how you feel when you are in this alignment, okay? And remember a time when you had the vibration already, okay? Or remember someone or something that makes you feel that way. And there are many, 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 many ways, guys, to get the vibration going within you. And rest assured, your higher self knows which one or combination you are in need of most to combat what you're dealing with difficulty-wise and your fear-based frequencies. And all you have to do is ask. And so you'll then have the assistance of the Anahata code you requested to help resonate with the action you are seeking to align. Okay. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm almost done. I just want to make sure you get it all and then go download it. And so keep in mind, you guys, one thing before we end, I want to mention is that, sometimes we can't go from being specifically miserable to specifically blissful. Sometimes we just need to go be vague, but more positively vague, right? And it's still moving in the right direction. So again, it's better to focus on nothing specific about your situation if it's too hard to visualize. If it's too hard for you to think of a time when you had it without thinking of you losing it, for example, and, you know, not thinking about the thing you're trying to change because you don't want to go there. It's totally fine to be vague. So the zip line can also be used as basically a distraction mechanism vibrationally. Again, shifting your focus from the fear and into love any way you can, baby steps or all at once. So the last thing I want to talk about is the Anahata Sutras, which coincide with each of these love-based frequencies. I have not finished those yet, but I am all about sharing what I have so far and building. So I do want to mention them. There is a column in the Anahata Codes spreadsheet. When you download the spreadsheet, you'll also see the love-based assisting frequencies, and within that, I think there's 98 or so right now, but next to each of those love-based assisting frequencies are going to be Anahata Sutras. There are a few there already, but they aren't all filled out. So sutras are basically affirmations of truth in the Indian tradition, and they are super powerful, guys. So for each of the love-based frequencies, I'm adding a few Anahata Sutras to further align you with the vibration you are in need of. And eventually these sutras are actually going to be downloadable to listen to, to take into meditation. But that's, you know, going to be down the road when I have time to get all that done. I do have a lot going on. So here's an example. If you look at the love-based assisting frequency tab and you look at the word ease, okay, ease, E-A-S-E, ease, the Anahata Sutras that accompany that, and again, you would install the code, you would put into action aligning with the vibration in some way, either through thoughts, memories, surrounding yourself with other people that have that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This then will help you. The Anahata Sutras for ease specifically are, I embrace ease and flow. Difficulty is absent from all layers. There is no resistance present. I entrain with the universe through my connection to all things, and it takes me into a naturally blissful flow. So guys, you can begin to see the power of these Anahata Sutras as you not only install the assisting frequency of ease and not only align with action, you can take these sutras into affirmation or meditation and use them to further align you with ease. And I am already in ease just reading those affirmations, those Anahata Sutras. So guys, try and get in the habit of consulting the Zipline Convergence chart anytime you feel fear-based vibrations. It's an amazing starting point, and it provides instantaneous shifting, which can make all the difference in the world. Share this with loved ones. Share this on Facebook. Share this with people. This is all free to use, guys. And that's really all I have today. I just wanted to share with you about the Zipline Convergence Method. And go to www.anahatacodes.com to download them. And that is it. So again, God bless you guys so much. And before I end, I do have a few quick announcements for the All In Network. I invite you to tune in on Tuesday evenings for the guided meditations with Malia. And of course, every Thursday, I will be hosting and interviewing a myriad of beautiful souls here to spread their message. And so join me on Thursdays if you're interested. In April, I have coming up Saskia Stallings, and I'm also interviewing Gentry Potter. And then on the 28th, I'm going to interview, close out the month by interviewing Lydia Taggart on being mom while being self. So lots of great topics coming up, guys. And for a complete show schedule, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/allinradio. Because again, there are lots of other segments and topics, and you're not going to want to miss any of those. So that is it. God bless you all. And until next time, remember, you are here. You are so, so loved.